Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I wish somebody had about just two more minutes. They could use to just bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him. I know you may be busy, but I got to bow down and I've got to worship Him. Entering. Oh, entering. I just want to forget all about myself and just bow down and worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Feel your presence in my place. Thank you, Jesus. There's a consuming fire in this place. Can you feel His presence? before you, because you're worthy. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the praise, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here and said, thank you, Jesus. I just bow down here and said, thank you, Jesus. You put food on my table and I thank you. Clothes on my back and I thank you. People need to know what God has really done for us. I want people to know that His power is so real. It's no act. When my flesh gets weak, He renews my strength. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to get into His presence. I dare you to just forget all about you. I dare you. I dare you to just say, Lord, just do something for me right now. I came out this afternoon. I need you to do something for me right now. That burden that you had, you don't have to take it back.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was Paul Martin, A Time of Bow Down. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sunday morning early prayer with Evangelist Bernard, New Destiny Ministries. We're going to see who's on the line before we start our prayer. Area code 209-8690. Area code 209-8690.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord. I thought that was Minister Mike. How are you doing?
I'm blessed.
Oh, good. We're going to call on you to lead out. I'm going to ask this other number. 917-9100. Your line is open, caller. Well, we thank you so very much for coming on early Sunday morning prayer. And we're just stopping a minute before we go into prayer and worship of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we're so blessed and honored to have a man of God on this morning that can lead us into the throne room of prayer. And that's none other than Minister Michael Lewis. God bless you, man of God. Your line is open.
Dear kind and gracious Father, Lord, we come before your throne humbly but yet boldly, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Father, we first want to ask you for forgiveness of all sins, seen, unseen, sins of omission and commission. Father, we thankful on this morning that you caused us to rise up at thine appointed time. Now, for waking us up, we give you the praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, God. We worship you for the things that you're going to do for us in this day. For you declared, this is the day that you have made, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, some slept in slumber. There are those that did not wake up on this morning. So we're asking you to touch those, God. God, that will find themselves in the hour of bereavement on this morning. We even lift up those that were bereaving for a lost family member on yesterday and all week long, God. We lift up war-torn countries, God. We lift up families that have been displaced, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem that it might be saved, oh God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we lift up the Americas, God. You know the things that is going on in this country, and you swore, God, that if we did not uphold, if we did not live right, if we did not walk in the light as you are in the light, you would allow our enemies to come in and overtake us, Father. So I'm lifting up the church as a whole on this morning, God, praying that you open up our eyes of understanding and anoint our ears that we can hear what your spirit is saying to the church in the earth realm on this day, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, you told us to cry loud and to spare not, to lift up our voice as a trumpet. But you always told us, God, that we should go out into the highways and hedges, compelling them to come in, that your house might be full, O God. O Heavenly Father, you told us, God, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another the more as we see the day approaching. And you said, God, that the day that Jesus is coming would be as a sign as the days as it was in the days of Noah, how they were marrying, giving into marriage, God, how they were rising up, dancing and partying, oh God. But you allow a spirit to enter into the earth called the spirit of homosexuality, God. And as you destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah in your wrath, God, you said you would do the same to anybody that turns their back on you. Father, we asking you to have mercy upon us this morning, according to your loving kindness, God, according to the multitude of thine tender mercies, God. Blot out all our transgressions and wash us thoroughly with your hyssop, making us whiter than snow, God. Father, you said your spirit will not always strive with man. It takes no pleasure in them that are backslidden in heart, but you declared and decreed that you were married to the backslider. You said, oh, return unto me, O backslidden nation. Father, I lift up the president of these United States, asking you to have mercy upon him, causing him to hear your voice and to know your name, that you alone art God, the creator, maker, giver of every good and perfect gift, God. We lift up, even on this morning, every cabinet member, those that ascribe and write the laws, God. We lift them up, God. We lift up every senator, every congresswoman and congressman. We lift up every mayor, every governor, even every civil servant, God. We lift up every judge right now, the prosecutor and public defenders, God. We lift up the kings, the queens, dukes, and earls, even the prince and princesses, God. We lift up in this hour every dictator, God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father, now their will, let thine be done, from the rising of the sun, O God, to the going down of the same, Father. You declared that neither is there salvation in any other, God. There's no other name under heaven prescribed unto men that is given whereby we must be saved. So we ask you, Father, on this morning, save us with the saving strength of your right hand, God. As Brother David says, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Why? Because your name, O God, it is a strong tower. You declare that the righteous can run into it, and we are safe. You said, whatsoever we do in word or deed, to do all in your name, God, giving thanks to God and the Father by you, O Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just asking you, Father, We're just asking you to have mercy upon us a little longer, causing those that yet don't know you in the pardon of their sins to repent before it's everlasting too late, God. And, Father, we will be careful. We'll be grateful to give you glory. We give you honor. We pray that all that we say and do will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have done for us. We thank you for the prayer that so far. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind and clothing our right bodies. We thank you for this opportunity to come on this broadcast all week long, and then you gave us Sunday morning to pray, to lift you up, to magnify you. And we just thank you. We can't do anything without you. We come to give you all the glory. We come to give you all the praise. We come to thank you. We come to lift you up high and mighty because you are our Redeemer. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you opened this broadcast. We thank you that you hear for us Monday through Friday with a rhema word going from heaven down to your special people and your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and your precious souls, saints, your precious people that you say all souls are yours, say the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, this morning for loving us. We thank you for dying on the cross, that you came for a mission, that you would bring us back in good relationship with you, to reinstate us into your care, into your loving kingdom, into your family, that you have set a family when you came back and died on the cross and you open up the church, that you said, whosoever will, let them come. And we thank you that you chose us. We thank you that you chose the ones that you sent on this broadcast each and every day to lift you up, to give you praise, to call out your name, because without you, we can't do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And we thank you that you have instituted this Sunday morning that we can come back and give you praise, that we don't have to give testimony, that we don't have to do this, but all we can do is just bring the love in our hearts that you have given us to give back to you, to thank you for the many days and weeks that you have kept us, to thank you for yesterday of you being with us all the time. Thank you for waking us up in our sound mind. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your careness. We thank you for bringing in your soul unto this broadcast. We thank you for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to go and bless her. Lord, you know what she's standing in need of. She always asks to bless her mother, her brothers, her sister that's in prison, Lord Jesus, Danielle, and Minister Michael. Have worked hard and dedicated, and you know everything about them, Lord Jesus. You know the will and the way that they go forth. And, Lord, we ask you to bless Minister Michael today. Bless him, Lord Jesus. Cover him with your, camp him around by with all your angels. Hallelujah, because we know the blood of Jesus is applied to all of your children that you have called into this kingdom and have saved and sanctified and filled them with the Holy Ghost and put them in heavenly places with you. We thank you for him coming on the broadcast this morning to bring forth the early morning prayer. Hallelujah. We thank you for Sister Dawn being on the broadcast this morning. She's on every day, Lord Jesus. She's faithful, and we thank you for her. We ask you to bless her family, Jarvis, and her family. She always asks to bless her mother. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the caller on that. I don't recognize the number, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless them because they get up with a sacrifice to come on this line at 7 o'clock or Sunday morning before they go to their house of worship. Lord, you know each and everything about them. You know what they stand in need of. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We say bless them because your anointing breaks every yoke. Hallelujah. Every yoke that we think we have. You said bring it to you. Hallelujah. And you will know I'm wise. send us away, that you would work it out for us, hallelujah, and you will send your pure anointing, hallelujah, to break every chain, to break everything that's on us this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for helping and delivering and setting us free. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading our path and guiding our footsteps. Hallelujah. We thank you for having the mind of you, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Bible, your Holy Bible that we read and that we read and you give us, you say this is for us to live holy. This is for us to live right. This is for us to know how to praise you. This is for us to give you your words back, your holy words in the Bible that you have given us that say, Lord Jesus, we love you and we appreciate you. You say you have a place, a balm in Gilead that can heal us, that can deliver us, that can set us free, that can provide for us. Hallelujah. You love to provide for your people. You said, how in the world, if your natural father can give you good things, what about your heavenly father? Hallelujah. And we know it's true. We know it's real. And we know you're alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And we just say, thank you. Thank you. We had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah. We just praise you. We just thank you. If I said done or anything, Lord Jesus, knowing and unknowing, that was against your precious stone, I repent. Hallelujah. Because you got it in the Bible. We repent that you are here. You know, wise will shut up your ears and heart of compassion, that you would hear us and you would heal our land. You would let us know. Hallelujah. That you want us to look in that mirror and see what kind of man we are. Hallelujah. Look at your words and apply them to our hearts and mind. And let these words be in us that's also in you, Christ Jesus. We just thank you for this opportunity this morning. We thank you for sending them in the chat room, in the webpage. Hallelujah. On Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. In the archives. We thank you and we praise you that you have set up this broadcast for 20 months. It's 20 months this month. Hallelujah. We have the minister on, Minister Lewis, that originally started out this broadcast with Evangelist Bernard 20 months ago, and you knew all things. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it. We thank you for Evangelist Bernard. We thank you for each and every member you sent on this broadcast. We thank you for all of them that come on. We thank you for their good, lovely attendance and their faithful giving and their faithful dedication to your ministry, to the kingdom of God. We thank you that you sent them on, men and women of God. You have sent on such great ones, ministers, prophets, evangelists, teachers, preachers, hallelujah, lay persons, hallelujah, folks calling and looking for salvation like Minister Lewis said today. Hallelujah, we thank you that this rings out all over the world. Hallelujah, that you have set this up for us as a witness tool. And we thank you, and for us to get our lives right, to line up with the holy word of God that we need to go forth in this earthly vessel, that we could be witnesses in this land for you. That you said to let our light so shine in this dark world that men may see our good work and do glorify you, Jesus. No man but you. We glorify you. We come to lift you up. We come on this broadcast to praise you, Lord Jesus. We come on this broadcast to give you the glory. We come on this broadcast to work in your kingdom. Whatever your work is involved in our lives, Lord Jesus, we know that you will fix it where we will be able to work it. You know we will be spiritual. Hallelujah. You said we're born naturally, but once we come into family of you, Jesus Christ, that you make us, you give us the word, you fill us with your Holy Ghost, and you sit and you teach us, and we have preachers, and you say you sit there till you call, till your ministry is called. But in the meantime, you allow us to work. You said work without action. We got to have action with this work, and we thank you this morning. We praise you that you called us out of our different families. You called us from the four corners of the earth. Hallelujah. All colors, all shapes, all sides, all speaking. But you said we all have one thing in common. We all have the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that covers us from day to day. The blood of Jesus that protects us. The blood of Jesus that moves us. The blood of Jesus that sees us. The blood of Jesus that will keep our families. The blood of Jesus that comforts the bereaved families. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that keeps his children and his family and his church together. The blood of Jesus allowed nobody to come in and touch God's people. And we thank you this morning. And we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We just ask to lift up the homeless, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know where they are. Lord, send your witnesses there. Hallelujah. To give them a word. Hallelujah. To give them the gospel that they may come up and that they may be saved and they may join the family of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you for strength and anointing as they go, different ones work on their jobs, that they light would be a witness for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, if their families, hallelujah, and their families, Lord, let them be a light. Let them draw their families to you that they may be saved. Hallelujah, because this is not the end. After this, we have to meet you, and you have a list of heaven of what you required us to do. But most of all, we thank you today. I just got thank you in my praise for you. I thank you for my life. I thank you for going in the dark places and bringing me out of sin and shame. Like I say, I know you from Galilee. He saved my sin-sick soul, and if you will let us and teach us and have us to go out witness, Jesus Christ can save your soul. He's no respecter of person. What he done for me, he can do for you. What he done for Minister Mike, he can do for you. What he done for our call on the line, he can do for you. What he done for Dawn, he can do for you. What he done for Evangelist Bernard and her family, he can do for you. Everybody that we call, he's no respecter of person, that we love him so much. You don't have to have no rank. You don't have to be in no queenship or no kingship. You don't have to be the president, the vice, whatever, the police, whatever. The Lord is no respecter of person. Who he called, he will justify. And who he justified, he have chosen. And who he have chosen, he will fill you with your Holy Ghost. And who he have filled you with the Holy Ghost, he will sit you in heavenly places with his church. And when he sits you in his church, he knows the path that he have for you. He knows the path that he have called us out to be. He knows what the ministry that he has given us. Hallelujah. He knows how he wants to change our heart. He said we have the two commandments, that we love one another and that we love our neighbors as ourselves. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, this morning we're asking for more love. We're asking for more kindness. We're asking for more grace. We're asking for more forgiveness. We're asking, Lord Jesus, to walk like you, because we are the only ones on the earth that they can see the Jesus in us through you. When you said that in your word that we're read of all epistles, hallelujah, we are read, the people read us of all epistles on this earth. So we have to walk like you. We have to think like you. We have to act like you. We have to love like you. We have to care like you. We have to have compassion like you. Hallelujah. We have to give like you. We have to help one another, especially the household of faith. Hallelujah. We praise you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. We just give you the glory. I just want to praise you this morning, Jesus. I just want to lift you up because this is your day. As Minister Michael said, the day is your day. You have made this day. Hallelujah. You said that you will be with us all through any applications, any troubles, any cares, and whatever. You will comfort us. You say you will never leave us and you will never forsake us. And Lord Jesus, we thank you, because I know for myself, you have not left me. You have not forsaken me. Hallelujah. You have allowed me to be on this earth. And I thank you for being on this earth and being in your church. Hallelujah. We can be on this earth and we can can be natural, but I thank you this morning for spirituality, that you have brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Oh, what a joy it is to get up, for you to wake us up and you say, come and pray. Or before we go down, to come and pray to you. Hallelujah, and you'll hear us. Hallelujah, and not only hear us, you will answer us, and you will be there with us in the storm, in the rain, in happy times, in joy, in peace, in love. You will be with us. Hallelujah. And we just thank you this morning for it. We just praise you. Hallelujah. We just lift you up off of this earth. Hallelujah. How excellent is your name. How excellent you are, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all you have done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. We praise you for saving us. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. We give you the glory. We give you all the praise. And as we look and we go to our different houses of worship, Lord Jesus, we ask you to be with us. Cover us. Protect us, Lord, as we go down these streets. Hallelujah. Or in a restaurant or in anywhere we leave out. And we not there. Bless and protect us in the going in and coming out, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for it, and we so grateful forevermore, Lord Jesus, and we love you, and we praise you. We can give you all the praises in the world, Lord Jesus, but when I think of what you have done for us, when I think that you came 42 generations to die, you said you come to bring men out of sin. You came to save us. Hallelujah, and that's what you've done. Hallelujah, you didn't stop your job in the middle. You didn't stop your job before the end. Hallelujah. You went and you was born and then you raised and then you preached the gospel, Lord Jesus. I'm just saying how we give us your word that we can understand and know to put it in our heart that you're our Savior. Hallelujah. Without you, we're no Savior. We think in this natural life that we're going around and anything we do to ourselves is on us. But Lord, once you draw us and save us, we know that you saved our souls on that cross. You brought us back in remission and recreation with you. It's assignment from Genesis. You brought us back. Hallelujah. You said you would bring us back to you. 42 generations, and we thank you for it. We thank you for your blood on the cross that you have brought us back. And you opened up the church. It wasn't a church. You opened up the church, and you said, whosoever will, let them come. Hallelujah, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, the lame, the blind, whatever, no colors is a matter, and like I said, it's just about the blood of Jesus, and we just thank you this morning, we just praise you, and we just love you, and we thank you so much for putting that love in our hearts, hallelujah, because I didn't know how to love like you said before I got saved. All I could love was the things that somebody done for me or what I done for them. If they didn't do it, it's like, oh, okay, whatever. You know, it's not like you turn around and say, I still love you no matter what. So we thank you so much for your word. We thank you so much for instituting the Bible studies. We thank you so much for the prayer time. We thank you so much for the Sunday morning service, Lord Jesus, where they, if they're living for you, you will send a rhema word down for your congregation on Sunday morning. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you for it. We can't thank you enough for all you have done for us. When we look, if I keep on thinking and looking back in my heart, it'll be thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And most of all, we need you. We need you every day, every hour in our life. We need you to direct us. We need you to walk with us. We need you to put us on the right path. We need you to check out our hearts and see if it's lining up with your word. We need you for every area of our lives. We need you for raising our families if we're married. We need you for learning how to to live without, if you're married, with your husband and your wife. We need you, Lord Jesus, to know how to raise our children. We need you, Lord Jesus, to learn how to love each other, your sisters and your brothers in Christ. We need you to take out that love into the highway for your people, because you say all souls are yours, say the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that you gave us this great opportunity to be a sinner, and then you change our name to a saint. And not only that, you gave us so important work into your kingdom. Hallelujah. You have called apostles. You have called evangelists. You have called teachers. Hallelujah. You have called laymen. You have called each and every one of us and give us different gifts. Hallelujah. The gifts of love, the gifts of help. Hallelujah. You allowed us to say every time we do it to put the helmet of salvation on, because that's from you, Jesus. And it all starts in our hearts. And we just thank you this morning for changing our hearts. We just thank you for changing our hearts with your word. We just thank you that we can live it, Lord Jesus, that it can feel good, that whatever we do and say and it's not pleasing to you, you tell us, go to this scripture, go to that scripture. Is that where the way I want you to live for this on this earth for me and for my precious people? No, you want us to live according to the way you walk this earth and live, and we thank you for it, and we just give you the glory, we give you all the praise. We pray for everybody today all over the world, the ones you have allowed to come on this broadcast from all different countries. We pray for them, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless them, protect them, guide them, and direct them in the way that you would have them to go, in the way that you would have us to go. Hallelujah. There's nothing else we can say this morning but thank you. I got to thank you and praise in my heart this morning for you. I have a thank you, Lord Jesus, for the things that you have done. I have a thank you that you have gotten your church together. Hallelujah. And you have ordered and sent the different ones that we come in as brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And most of all, you have sent your love if we receive it. If we don't receive it, you'll tell us. Hallelujah. You look in that mirror and see what manner man you are. Hallelujah. And look and see that if you're right, is you doing my people right? Is you living right? Are you living holy? Are you doing the things that you say you should do? Are you loving your brothers and sisters without condition? Hallelujah. We thank you. And if we're not, you say don't leave from that mirror and then be the man that you was before you looked in that mirror. So we thank you this morning because you care about us so much. You love us unconditionally. Hallelujah. What kind of love is that? I've never experienced a love that's so unconditional. Hallelujah. We praise you and we thank you and we glorify you this morning. And we just give you all the glory and we just give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. We have three on the line. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to thank you, Lord. I was looking for a song at peace. I'm at peace, Lord Jesus. We thank you. But we praise you. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name, we can't do anything but praise you and love you. And we thank you for this opportunity this morning. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless each and every one that's on today, Lord Jesus, in the archives, on this broadcast. Minister Michael Lewis got on, Lord Jesus, come on and brought the first prayer. You knew everything about it. I didn't know, but you know it. And we just praise him for his work in your kingdom and the spirit that you have given him and each and every one on the line that the Lord used. So we just praise you and magnify you. I just wanted to, for some reason, it's not, I'm going to go with Juanita Byman, God is here. Mm-hmm. God is here by Juanita Byman, and we're going to close out the prayer. A caller came on, and we just thank you for coming on the line. And y'all have a blessed and wonderful day in Jesus. Amen. God bless. We're closing out now.